Hello there, this is Bill Mazur for Monitor, the go show for the big American weekend. We'll hear why a poor report card in Russia affects Ivan's father as much as it does little Ivan. That story in about 4 minutes. Meanwhile, let's run. Around the bramble bush, Trini Lopez leads the way.
The bramble bush is lovely. It fills you with delight. The flowers on the bramble bush are all so pink and white. But if you reach to pluck one, as sure as you are born, the bramble bush will stick you with it. Prickly thorn and the pretty girl is like a bramble bush. It's a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. The girl I fell in love with was such a lovely sight. So beautiful to gaze upon, so soft and pink and white. And as I reached to kiss her beneath the summer skies, I was so much in love I didn't realize that a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. Yes, a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. The summer soon was over, and autumn chilled the sky. The flowers on the bramble bush began to fade and die. And with the faded flowers, my true love traveled on. And I can feel the thorns now that my lover has gone. Cause the pretty girl, yes, is like a bramble bush. It's a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. Oh, the bramble bush. Yes, the bramble bush. Oh, the bramble bush. Yes, the bramble bush.
Your Olds dealer can't say no. He doesn't know the meaning of the word. All he can say is yes. Y-E-S for year-end savings on every beautifully engineered new Oldsmobile in stock. He's offering annual year-end savings on the elegant 98, on the great 88. He's saying yes on youthful F-85s and Cutlass Supremes. He's even saying Y-E-S on the fabulous front-wheel drive Toronados. Every one features rocket power, plus a long list of standard safety, comfort, and convenience features. And you can add a stereo tape player, an AM/FM radio, or any number of many other Oldsmobile personal options. Y-E-S. Year-end savings makes it harder than ever to say no to a spirited young Oldsmobile. Don't fight it. See your yes man, your Oldsmobile dealer, now. Say yes to a new 1967 Oldsmobile at year-end savings.
In capitalistic America, some boards of education have stopped the practice of grading elementary school students by percentages on their report cards. In communist Russia, grades representing scholastic achievement can also be used as the basis for parental disciplinary action. Dr. Herbert C. Rudman of Michigan State University is the author of the book The School and the State in the USSR. He was interviewed by NBC's Bill Ryan.
In Russia, it would seem if a child brings home a bad report card, This can be a sign of economic stress to the entire family. How bad is it for the parents if the child has a bad report card in the Soviet Union?
If the child continues to have a bad report card in the Soviet Union, it could mean public ridicule and eventually dismissal.
You mean dismissal from a job?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you something interesting. 2 years ago, I was sitting in the office of the director of the one of the district departments of education in the city of Moscow. There are 21 of these districts. And the manager of the department, as they call him, he's really a census district superintendent,
mm-hmm.
Was describing for me probably the ultimate amount of pressure that they would use. He said that there used to be a foreman in one of the Remko's auto factory in Moscow that was an habitual drunk. And his youngsters' grades kept slipping and going down, and the school authorities talked with the father, and the factory workers and the party officials in the factory talked with the father. But the youngster's work didn't improve, and the father's personal habits, drinking habits, continued. And so they dismissed the father. They demoted him from being a foreman, and he became just another worker again. And he said it made a real change in that boy's grades. And I said, well, how did that happen? And he kind of twinkled, you know, his eye, and he rubbed his fingers together in the universal language of money. And he said, Soviet incentive. The father, of course, was hurting economically.
Mm-hmm.
And so he took himself in hand and took the youngster in hand.
Mm-hmm.
With the result that the father was eventually brought back to the foremanship, and the youngster's grades improved. The fundamental notion here is trying to tie the parent to the youngster and the youngster to the parent.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll bring youngsters in to the father's place of employment, and they'll have lectures where they'll encourage the youngster to understand more about the industry in which the father works. The parent goes to the school, and he tries to understand what's going on within the school, the kind of school program that's offered, and so forth. So there's this very close tie between the parent and the youngster.
Also between the school and the party.
Between the school and the party. The party is a very, very much a part of the school atmosphere, and it's very much a part of the school.
Let me ask you this. In our struggles in this country, the parents' struggles with the children's work in school, most of which we do not comprehend at all, how are the Soviet parents able to keep up with the changes in academic standards and the changes of mechanics of teaching?
Well, they can't.
Then how do they help the children? Or is it just a question of by gosh, you will?
You will, exactly. Their major responsibility is not to teach that youngster, but to make sure that youngster is not neglecting his schoolwork.
Mm.
And putting pressure on the youngster. It's really a very unsatisfactory kind of a situation, because if you talk to the Soviet teachers and administrators, as I have...
You do speak Russian.
Oh, yeah, yes. They'll say... Quite frankly, in an off-the-record way, that their greatest concern is the mental health of the youngsters. Their greatest concern is the fact that too much pressure results in poor mental health. After all, the Soviet youngster is no different than the American youngster.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Our monitor guest has been Dr. Herbert C. Rudman, author of a new book on education in Russia titled The School and State in the USSR. This is Bill Ryan, reporting for Monitor.
Taste that beats the others go. Pepsi pours it on.
If you're going to be in Sweden on September the 3rd, pay attention. That's the day when the Swedes are switching from driving on the left side of the road to the right, as we and most of all the other countries do, except Britain. Wouldn't that be something? Look out, you idiot. You're driving on the wrong... Oops! Sorry, my fault.
This is Ed McMahon. There are six of us at our house, well, plus an old English sheepdog who visits occasionally, and between us, we can get through a lot of shampoo. You ask my son Michael about washing an old English sheepdog. That's why Breck Concentrate Shampoo is such a good deal for us. Being a concentrate, just a little, makes a lot of lather. So one tube lasts forever, it seems, and we're not always running out like we used to. Why don't you try it? Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
Hank Aaron joins Sandy Koufax a few minutes away, right here on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor 67, I'm Bill Mazur. July's still hanging on, August just around the corner. A time for hayrides, diving into the water without toe-testing first. A time for berry picking, swinging in the hammock. Ah, the good old summertime. Here's Dionne Warwick with a new tune, Windows of the World.
The windows of the world are covered with rain. Where is the sunshine we once knew? Everybody knows when little children play, they need a sunny day to grow straight and tall. Let the sun shine through.
Standing in line for anything this weekend? A posture expert from Toronto says that leaning forward will make you feel better. Most of us apparently lean too far back. The guy in back of me at the hot dog stand the other day had a better idea. He was leaning on me.
Thank you.
That was Buddy Rich. Now monitor sports with Sandy Koufax. The Atlanta Braves have run up a lot of mileage since the early season. Profits consigned the team to a safe spot down near the cellar of the National League. Hank Aaron joins Sandy in a diagnosis of what it takes to transform the Braves into a serious contender for the pennant.
Hank, the Atlanta Braves have come right back in the race and are making a pretty good run for it. What's responsible for the Braves getting back into contention in the National League race?
Well, I think two guys, Sandy. We have Pat Jarvis and Phil Negro, who's been winning their share of the ball games this year. And, of course, everybody, we wasn't dependent on Phil even being a starter. And he's just been tremendous every time he go out there. You know, he's been winning 2-1 ball games. And this is the kind of game that we need. You know, this is the kind of pitcher that we need to win these kind of games.
Henry, have you ever won a Triple Crown, and is this one of your great ambitions?
Well, I've always wanted to win a Triple Crown, but I've always been missed out on one of the two things. I led the league in home runs or runs batted in and missed the percentage. I led the league in batting average and runs batted in. I missed out in home runs, but this has always been my ambition. I would like to win a Triple Crown, but you got so many great players in the National League. It's just tough, you know. Just like, for instance, this kid Jimmy Wynn, who's having a tremendous year, and I never thought that hitting in the Astrodome the way he's hitting now would even have 23 home runs, but he does, you know.
Hank, this year you played in your 14th All-Star game. I know that it means a lot, All-Star competition. You and another great hitter in the National League, Orlando Cepeda, have had their troubles in the All-Star game. What happens in an All-Star game?
I wish I knew, Sandy. Of course, I don't think I ever got an extra base hit in the All-Star competition. I go up there with the idea of trying real hard, you know, and I think I'm not that type of ball player to be pressing, you know, and I go up there pressing, you know, trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark. This last All-Star game, I had pitches right down the middle, and I popped them up, you know, for some reason. I just can't explain it, really. It's just one of those things where I've had good World Series, and I've had, I've had a good career, but All-Star, I'd just rather forget about it, really.
Hank, do you think not knowing the pitchers who pitch against you makes a difference to the hitter?
Well, I think this has something to do with it. Of course, when you see a guy once and you go back up to the plate again, you got a fresh pitch in there because they only allow him to pitch 3 innings. And all these guys are tough, you know. And I have to say, the American League, I thought it had the best pitching staff that I've seen in years that they threw at us this year.
Hank, I agree with you 100% about trying too hard. I've gone out there in the All-Star game and just, you know, couldn't seem to get the ball over. I think you're trying to throw too hard, you're trying to swing too hard. Hank, nice to talk to you. Good luck the rest of the year. Thank you very much. Sandy Koufax, Monitor Sports.
And now a word about RCA Stereo 8 Cartridge Tapes.
The whole world of stereo sound is available to you for your automobile and home on RCA Victor's Stereo 8 cartridge tapes.
Sandy Koufax is a regular on Monitor Sports each weekend. Thank you. that sound. That was Peter Nero playing Walk in the Black Forest. And walking is very big in the Black Forest, I might add. This is Monitor, your information center throughout the nation. Serving the western part of Carolina is WCRS Greenwood, South Carolina. I'm Bill Mazur.
Monitor, your travel companion, each weekend on NBC Radio. Bill Mazur back with Monitor 67, your headquarters for all the big and colorful sounds of summer. Coming up, expert advice on buying a used car. First, though, a new arrangement of one of the really big tunes of the last 40 years, Cole Porter's Anything Goes. Harper's Bazaar does this one.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Any place goes, anything goes. Now only use hair afterwards when hiding goes. Anything goes. Anywhere is on map today and goes back today. And that's why today.
There's a car you ought to take a good look at, which is called a Rebel, which makes it sound like it was built down south somewhere. But really, American Motors builds them in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is not Detroit. These fellas in Kenosha have a real thing about building quality into their cars. But you don't even have to take my word for it. There's this automobile feller, McCahill, who writes things about cars for Mechanics Illustrated, who had some good things to say about a Rebel, which he himself got to test. I quote, "There isn't a better intermediate-sized car built in the United States than the 1967 Rebel." I unquote. So you can see it ain't just the old professor who thinks this here Rebel is the kind of car you ought to look into, or for that matter, even drive.
The Rebel that Casey Stengel and Tom McCahill were talking about is now selling at the lowest prices of the year at your American Motors Rambler dealer's hot tag sale.
It's 21 and a half monitor minutes before the hour. Now a good suggestion in just 6 seconds.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
If you've ever shopped for a used car, you've seen signs like today's special, one owner, buy of the month, and so on. But unless you're buying a car from a little old lady and you know what kind of a driver she is, you're usually a little anxious about completing the sale. Duke Manor makes his living writing about used cars and new models. His advice was sought for Monitor by Charlie Holmes.
Duke Manor, how can a person determine a reliable used car dealer from a fast buck operator?
That's an awful tricky question. I'd say that the best way you can determine a reliable used car dealer would be from your personal friends, people you know, people who have gone out and bought cars and have heard about the dealer that's in question. Another good way would be to check with the Better Business Bureau if you have some doubts. The Better Business Bureau should have a record of all the complaints and actions and so forth filed against the dealership, and this would have to give you some sort of index to tell you whether he's reputable or not.
Do some dealers really set back speedometers?
That's a real tricky question. I don't think anyone except the dealer could answer that. However, there is in a contract that you sign when you're buying a car, if you're buying it on time, there's what is known in the trade as a cop-out clause on the back of the contract, and this is in the fine print, and it states that the speedometer mileage indicated on the front of the contract may or may not be correct, and it's up to the buyer to determine this, and the dealer is no way held liable if, in fact, the mileage is not the actual mileage that the car has gone.
It's a good idea to let a mechanic check out a used car for you, but aren't most mechanics reluctant to do this?
That's pretty true. You're going to have a hard time finding a mechanic to say he will take time to check out a car for you. Now, the best way you can do this, and almost everybody knows a mechanic or has a friend who knows a mechanic, in this case, you can do it. Obviously, you've got to pay him, but it's well worth it.
In buying a used car, what are the basic things a person should check?
The basic things a person should check in buying a used car would be the engine, the transmission, and the fact of collision or body damage, which could indicate other problems. For example, the front tires could be out of alignment, the frame could be bent or sprung. This would create a lot of problems. You've got to check the engine. It could need valves, rings, pistons, the whole thing. Transmission, whether it's automatic or standard. The clutch. These are the important items you have to check.
Well, how about buying a car from a private person? Is this a good idea?
Buying a car from a private person can save you money. Buying a car from a private person can cost you money in that you have no recourse and there obviously are no warranties. You won't have a conditional sales contract. You won't have any chance to go to court and say, well, gee, he represented this car as thus and so, and here I have it in writing, and it is not thus and so. On the other hand, as I first mentioned, it can save you money. This is something that you have to make up your own mind about and shop around at a car lot and see what a car is going for. Then you check with a private party, perhaps, who has the car you want, and you may find out you're saving a couple hundred dollars. But once again, you've got to make sure the car is in excellent condition because the car lot may have given you a warranty of some sort. The private party obviously cannot. So the dollars you save may end up costing you money.
Thank you, Duke Manor of Motor Trend Magazine, for giving us good tips on what to look for in buying a used car. Visit with us again, won't you, Duke?
Be glad to.
This is Charlie Holmes for Monitor.
I suppose it's true that when you buy a used car, you get what you pay for, but human nature being what it is, we're always hoping to get, you know, just a little bit more. Speaking of good car care, listen to this.
This is Keenan Wynn.
Wynn.
Forgetting for a moment the controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people, I'd like to make a more important point.
Fight!
Wynn's products do keep cars going strong. This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used Wynns. But what about everyday driving in hot weather? Weekend and vacation trips. Use Wynn's new charge.
Charge!
A can of charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power.
Power!
Switch to charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for charge. Made by Wynn's.
Lubrication
of Azusan.
A new tune now, Dean Martin sings it. It's called That Little Old Wine Drinker. Any similarity between the entertainer and the imbiber are coincidental.
And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's a fool in the corner crying, I say, a little old wine drink of me. Down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her, but in Chicago the broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's a fool in the corner crying, I say, a little old wine drink of me. A little wine drink of me.
At home or on the road, the sounds of entertainment and information come to you every weekend on the Monitor Beacon. This is Bill Mazur for Monitor 67. A few minutes from now, NBC's Chet Huntley. But first, the Sandpipers greet us with Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, bonsoir, bonsoir.
In a green wood close to our village, a quiet pool lies still and deep. The evening sounds and the forest birds have gently lulled my love to sleep. Bonsoir, dame, madame, perdodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, perdodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, perdodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, perdodo. Sing softly, birds, and don't awake her. She doesn't know how my heart aches. I've never dared to say I love you. I'll tell her now before she wakes. Bonsoir, dame, madame, perdodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, perdodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, perdodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, perdodo. Now to wake her, I'd rather stay here and pretend. If we could only stay forever, then our dreams would never.
Now everybody.
Bonsoir, dame, madame, perdodo. Bonsoir, dame, perdodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, perdodo.
Bonsoir,
one more time.
At a recent meeting of biologists in London, a 5-year research program was launched to find new foods to feed the world's exploding population. Among the foods under study are seaweed, algae, and leaves. What do you think they're going to come up with for dessert?
Taste that beats the others, go! Pepsi pours it on! Pepsi pours it on!
Today, people like their soft drinks cold, really cold. And that's when the taste of Pepsi-Cola really comes alive. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
In the songwriting tradition, that luck and love often go together. Here is Lover's Roulette. Mel Torme sings it.
What can I lose if I gamble again in the game of fools? If I take a chance on another romance, I know the rules. Here is my heart, you can start spinning the ball. Cover my bet, it's lover's roulette, winner take all. What can I lose when the cards are all dealt and the betting starts? What are the stakes when a joker can take the queen of hearts? Here is my life and my love, all I am worth. What can I lose when maybe I'll win heaven on earth?
Chet Huntley reports.
We are justified, certainly, in talking a bit about the economics of racism in this country and the costs of getting rid of it. But perhaps we should backtrack a bit and establish that whether we like it or not, we do have, sadly, a race-ridden society in this country of ours. Rather, an established fact that for 400 years, the white majority has kept the Negro in a second-rate social and economic posture. This has to end because it's becoming too costly, and it does this nation irreparable damage. It is universally agreed that the elimination of this racial discrimination in our country is going to require money. The ghetto has to be torn down. Housing for the Negro has to be constructed in such a way that the creation of new ghettos will be precluded. We are far beyond the concern and the argument over integrated and segregated schools. What we want are fine schools for everyone. There is job training to be done. The guaranteed annual income or the negative income tax have much to be said for them in the light of our recent discovery that the total welfare structure and syndrome of this country is a dreary institution, going nowhere, solving nothing, and costing billions. but there are few politicians, few members of House or Senate, who will suggest this year that war or no war in Vietnam, we have the resources to get at this racial problem and tear it out of our national life once and for all. But the fact is that it is not a choice between Vietnam and full citizenship for all. We Americans are taxed less than are the citizens of any other modern industrial nation, and yet our economy is by far the richest in the world, with a gross national product now around $800 billion. Suppose we were to lay out the staggering sum of $25 billion to get rid of our slums and ghettos. There is no way in the world to demonstrate that we cannot afford it, because we can. We could spend $25 billion on this project of full citizenship for all, and still spend $25 billion more on Vietnam and still have a lot left over. Unlike the Vietnam War, $25 billion spent on full citizenship for all would be largely self-liquidating. Much of it would come back in the form of new revenue, a stronger economy, and billions of dollars saved in welfare. Indeed, a strong case can be made in behalf of the proposition that the original investment would be returned many times over. It is not difficult to predict what the recommendation of the President's new Commission on Racial Disorders will be. It will call for an end to this ugliness of our cities and the depressed status of about 12% of our population. We need not be surprised or alarmed, therefore, if the recommended bill comes to $25 billion a year, because we have it, and we can pay it. Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
News on the Hour is next. My name's Bill Mazur.
Keep to the latest news out. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from